If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy: family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TeladoC Health/whatsyourwhy.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. It's Sean Rossap. It is August 5th, 2024. We have SummerSlam in the rearview mirror. We had a ton of coverage over at Fightful. We got multiple interviews up. We had a great post-show with Grapsity. Grapsity's Phil and Reg did incredible numbers. I went and joined both their show and Sour Graps over behind the paywall. We'll tell you more about that later. We got Denise Salcedo here. She did a ton of great coverage. Her press conference videos doing great numbers over on her channel. Make sure you check that out. She's also got some interviews up as well. Denise, you survived Cleveland.
I did survive Cleveland, and I don't think I'm ever going to go back to Cleveland. I'm just kidding.
I'm
back to Cleveland, but I'm going to change some things. Why are you celebrating?
I mean, listen, come on. It's Cleveland.
It's so Cleveland, Denise. My big issue with Cleveland, I'm going to tell you three things I hated about Cleveland right now.
You know what? Let's expand it. Give me 50 things you don't like about
Cleveland. No, I got
I'm
three.
Here for it.
Three reasons that why I do not
like talk about Raw.
One, their hotel prices were ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one. Two, they had a horrible Uber Lyft situation in the downtown area where sure the event was held. And three, their TSA line was longer than TSA pre line was longer than anything I've ever seen. If your TSA pre line is longer than anything I've ever been in at LAX, I'm never returning ever again. That's my three beefs with Cleveland.
Well, guys, we encourage you to send super chats and humper chats telling us what you don't like about Cleveland, because the answer to that is everything. Listen, I appreciate WWE accommodating us. The hike to get to the media tent, then the hike across the venue, I felt like I was in Lord of the Rings, Denise. I felt like Gollum was going to pop out and come after me after I walked all the way to get his precious. Like, it was insane. I didn't feel bad about eating a burger in the press box because I burned all those calories on my way there.
That wasn't even the worst part. The worst part was being on the floor and having to walk with the actual crowd and not get lost on the rest of the media.
Oh, yeah, that was tough. Dude, yeah, trying to not get lost on the way there.
I ended up in the back and I was trying to follow and I was like, who the F is in this media group? And I was afraid that I was following the wrong crowd.
It
was so bad, but hey, it was what it was. But I will say this though, my feet, dude, I wanted to come back to LA without any shoes. I was literally considering taking off my shoes at the Cleveland airport and coming back barefoot because I was in so much pain from my feet. So yeah.
Couple plugs to get out of the way, guys. Please leave a thumbs up. Super chats, humper chats, that gets your question or statement read on the air. And we have a killer episode of WWE Raw to talk to you guys about. Man, it's just insane. FightfulSelect.com. I have consolidated a couple of our main shows on Fightful Select. The Backstage Report and the Q&A, I drop them both now on Mondays. Usually, it would be about a 15-minute Backstage Report and then a 30-minute Q&A. I ended up doing an hour and 7-minute show over on FightfulSelect.com. Best $5 in the business, or $54 a year in the business. You get access to a Discord. I broke news about Zilla Fatu, Becky Lynch, and I had the Raw plans as well. I would really appreciate it if you guys would go ahead and subscribe. Give it a shot. Just give it a shot, because this month, oh boy, I'm going to be dropping a lot of news. I mean, I say that every month because I do, but I got a lot of contract news coming back up. I have in my document of stories that I got to write about 20 stories that I got to get. I got to get written
get on
up.
It, Sean. And get on it. You're lagging.
That is my Tuesday. That is definitely my Tuesday. I also want to thank our great partners that you guys might have seen us working with throughout the weekend. Swag Golf. We told you about them on SmackDown and the SummerSlam show, and tell you about their NWO golf head or golf club head covers. Their lottery for this limited edition merch just opened for SummerSlam on swaggolf.com. Go over there. It's SWAGGOLF.com. Go and grab your spot. Get in on the Hollywood Hogan blade and mallet covers. But hey, listen, if you don't give a hoot about him, look at this. Kevin Nash is available. You got this Wolfpack gear here. That's what I'm here for. Look at these beauties. Look, I love the NWO colors, whether it be red and black or black and white. These spots will fill up fast. They also have swag across other fandoms and original designs that you are going to want to check out on their website or their social media at Swag Golf Co. Check them out. Look at how beautiful these are. I went top golfing this week. And listen, I didn't do great. I had never swung a golf club before, but it's happening. And you best believe that when I go Jesus golfing, this bad boy's coming with me. This is keeping it warm. I'm going to be excited. Look, oh my God, this has like a little magnet inside that helps cover it. I love it. These things are beautiful. Beautiful. I got Sabrina Walker trying to talk trash on Kentucky. Listen, Sabrina, you can try, but it's like mad Cincinnati sucks. Listen, sorry, it's not going to work. People have experienced Cleveland now. We know what the deal is. Is I, Boozer of Wrestle Purist, correct about Lucha Brothers? Listen, Ibu is very good. And I trust him on this story. I have not looked into it yet. Ray Phoenix's deal is up in September. FightfulSelect.com reported that. I'll work on it. Jonathan Corona says, wanted to say what's up, Sean and Denise and Luis. How you been? I haven't talked to you guys in a while. It's my birthday week. Well, Denise, I think the last time we heard from Jonathan Corona, he was double fisting liquor and had like the pictures of him doing that. And then he told us he was off for vacation and we never heard from him again. So I think we can assume that he had quite a bit. And now he pops back up on his birthday week. So happy birthday, John, and look forward to seeing you in another 4 months, my friend.
Damn, are you keeping roll call now, Sean? Listen, we got to take attendance to all of our listeners now.
No, listen, bro partied too hard and he hit the bricks for a while. That's what I'm saying.
Can you imagine if we did a roll call every week? John DeCorona, present.
Crazy 101 says, thoughts on Britt Baker's recent tweet. Listen, it's very hard to cover situations like that. People were like, oh, why didn't this come out sooner? Well, I heard about it the day after, but I've been working on it ever since. It's very difficult to navigate he said, she said situations. Once Wednesday rolled around last week and they said on the air, Britt Baker is suspended, I knew that I was going to be writing this story before the end of the weekend, but I was actively trying to get as many sides and versions of the story as I possibly could. Listen, I can't help when people just blurt it out on Discord and stuff. That does kind of accelerate things sometimes, but I try to put a little more care into these stories. And that one was a tough one. I've worked with, if you include Will Ospreay, who didn't even have an argument, all four people involved and have had really great times working with them. But I hate that that happened, but it's the reality. It did happen. I don't know why MJF wasn't suspended. I've been looking into that even more, but yeah, there's an awful lot to that that we covered on Fightful Select. Either of you go into Survivor Series, I won't be. We have James Lynch, who used to cover MMA for Fightful, covering that for us. I will be at Winston-Salem for WrestleCade that weekend. Denise, are you going to Survivor Series?
I have no idea because I was in Vancouver for Thanksgiving, I think 2 years ago. It was very nice, but I don't know. I don't know if I'll be there, though. It all depends on what's going to be provided.
Crazy 101 says, Lucha Brothers, WWE bound. I'm sad. Percentage, they stay. And Jonathan says, is it true what Abu was saying of Lucha Brothers going to WWE? If this is true and Motor City Machine Guns go to WWE, if they go to the CW network, ooh boy. I mean, listen, I could see both of those teams ending up in NXT and helping anchor that new NXT show on the CW network. I would hate to see Lucha Brothers leave AEW because they've had a good run there, but also it is how much more can they do there? Will they be viewed as individual stars? They both clearly can be if you've seen them work in the past. But AEW's tag team division has been booked in a pretty uninspired way of late, and their trios division in many, many ways. So this is the benefit of having options, Denise. I'm glad options are there. I'm glad this is a possibility. And AEW can promote and continue to push people.
Can I just say, all booking aside of how AEW books people or how WWE would book people or how we're happy or not happy or all of this, can I just say one thing? The Lucha Brothers literally went from selling gum on the streets of Mexico to try to make a living to becoming some of the top stars in pro wrestling, further opening doors for more lucha talent, more Mexican talent to come into the United States. And we are in a situation where now they may or may not be signing with the biggest pro wrestling company. If you ask me, I just want to take a second and say I hope they make a shit ton of money, because I mean, I know they already have, but I want them to make a shit more ton of money. And it is hella freaking inspirational. Yeah. They really started from the bottom. Now they're here. So just a shout out to the Lucha Bros, no matter what they decide to do.
Jonathan Corona, he says, my bad, Jonathan Corona, present for today. And P.S., it's my 24th birthday. We'll be here on Monday. I'm going to go on vacation in August and October. My God, dude, you are a party animal. I'm glad that you're here. And happy birthday, my friend. I hope you have a great one. It's always good to see you here. Always great to see you.
Hey, can we start a new thing now? Moving forward, each and every single week on the Raw Post Show, the second you enter the chat or the comments, just put present.
I like that. I like that. Oh, I mean, listen, I even like dropping a fruit emoji just to let us know that you're here. That's
present and a fruit emoji.
Yes, please. Go ahead and do that now, guys. And in the comments section, we would greatly appreciate you all, even though I'm sure Luis, our great moderator, would not appreciate it.
Wait till the comments. We'll do it in the comments.
Yeah. I mean, the comments helps our algorithm a lot. Yeah. DJ Rocco says, longtime viewer, first time chatter, much love to both. And saludos. Did I say that right?
Saludos, yeah. Give it a little bit more flair, Sean. Don't be shy.
I am shy.
Throat in there.
I feel like if I do that, it's like, I'm not trying to be like a culture vulture here.
Oh my gosh, stop it. Not Trey Sherman. It's all about, you know, whatever. So just have a little fun.
People try to pack me up for anything, man. Like,
that's true. Like,
I mean, listen. I got people who quite literally have had convicted pedophiles on their podcast saying, I'm going to end Sean Ross Sapp's career. I'm like, damn, you need to learn how to start your own first. But hey, that's neither here nor there. Trey Sherman.
I'm not going to get you canceled for saying saludos. Okay.
Pack me up for everything. They said I did coke. They said I'm out here rubbing thighs. Y'all got to come up with some new shit. Trey Sherman says, Raw after SummerSlam, greater than Raw after Mania. I thought this episode of Raw was incredible. Unbelievable. Mr. Acosta says, might be the best Raw post-Mania of the year. And Jonathan Corona says, Paul does a good job putting pins in certain stories, well-timed for certain wrestlers, then picking them up again at the right times. Well, let's jump right into it. As Soundwave says, WKRP Cincinnati, remember that show? I remember seeing it on the listings, but I didn't watch it. But let's talk about Monday Night Raw. I'm going to ask our moderator, Luis, to consolidate the Judgment Day stuff as to not drive me nuts, because this is a lot of threading in and out, and as well as Wyatt-related stuff and all that. We have Gunther, who I spoke to last week. He told me that, you rarely hear an answer like this, but I said, hey, WWE and Bloodsport, they're doing a lot of crossover. I know you've done it before. What do you think? He's like, no, I ain't doing it again. He's like, I enjoyed it. I had a great time. I love that people are doing it. I'm not. So I really respect answers like that. And he said, another thing that I like about Gunther's character, Denise, he's not like infallible. Like you even run into people like that online. Like when they're wrong, they never admit that they're wrong type of thing. He came out and he said, by the way, Ludwig Kaiser is back. Great to see. And Gunther says, nobody is going to catch me off guard. Nobody's going to surprise me. And then Randy Orton shows up and he goes, well, I was wrong. You definitely caught me off guard, but you're not going to catch me with an RKO out of nowhere. I thought that was a really good approach. And Randy Orton says, you know, you got this title shot because you beat me, but you didn't really beat me. My shoulder wasn't down. Now, that was an accident. It wasn't supposed to happen, but Triple H did say, we will run this back at some point. I need a storyline reason why the brand split doesn't matter here. I do want that. Because we also saw A-Town Down on this show, or A-Town Down Under. I want an explanation here. I get it. Randy Orton didn't lose the match. And if that is the agreement made, then I want to know why Nick Aldis would be so willing as to give one of his top stars to Adam Pearce. There's got to be something in return here. And maybe it's Sami Zayn and Jey Uso in the future doing something. But I love the opening segment outside of my qualms with the brand split. How did you feel, Denise? Because I know that you didn't get to watch a lot of it because of your recording.
Okay, I missed the first 14 minutes of Raw, all right? Just throw me under the bus. My DVR did not record the first 14 minutes. It just skipped. It was weird. It recorded the intro, skipped, and then I came in halfway or like a little bit more past halfway of the Gunther segment with Randy Orton. So I did get to catch the tail end of it all. And I came in and my dumbass was like, wait, why is Randy Orton on the show? And so that was like my first thought that I thought about. But then I remembered right away the part about him not having his shoulder down. And so I put two and two together without them even telling me because I had missed that part. But the whole thing that I was thinking about here is I don't have the same issues that you do in this particular story because I feel like the fact that Randy Orton, you can say, sort of got screwed in that finish with his match with Gunther, I feel like that kind of trumps the, I don't know if, how people are going to feel about it, but I do kind of feel like that kind of trumps the brand split in the sense that the dude got screwed and he would not have been champion had that count not happened. He wouldn't have gotten this match with Damian Priest. However, they probably should have said something sooner before he even got the match with Damian Priest. So they could have even have done something where, hey, let's run it back before your match with Damian Priest, or how we should do a triple threat. I don't know. They could have came up with all sorts of things. So yeah, it is one of those things where it happened later, but I'm willing to look past it. It's not really something that bothers me. But when you mentioned A-Town Down, that was random. That one for me, I didn't get as much. This one, I'm willing to look past it because I think that Gunther going into Bash at Berlin with Randy Orton as his first challenger, I mean, you're starting this man's feud off hot. And I think that's what you need to do. So because I'm selfishly looking forward to what he does with Randy Orton, I'm willing to look past this whole he's on SmackDown, he's on Raw stuff, and I'm willing to stick with the story that they're telling us and the reason that they're giving us.
It makes a lot of sense to do this match there. Gunther is going to win this match.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I mean, it's going to be in Berlin, which is 8 hours from where he lives. Not exactly home field, but relatively speaking, compared to other places, yeah, it makes an awful lot of sense to do that there. And it'll be a big win for him. And Gunther is going to probably kick off, hopefully, an outstanding world title run. I didn't get to talk about this at length on the SummerSlam show. I thought Damian Priest was a great world champion. I thought they prefaced his babyface run very well by having him want to stand on his own, which we will talk about later on.
It's crazy because I think that Damian Priest's run actually got good when he started feuding with Gunther. To me, that was like the hottest part of his run as champion. And it was sort of towards the tail end where I thought, oh, damn, like I wouldn't actually have minded it had they stuck with Damian Priest. However, we already knew it was going to be Gunther, and I did want it to be Gunther. But I just want to say that they did do a good job building to this feud. And I think that's kind of what made it. Like when you ask me, hey, what are you going to remember the most from Damian Priest's run as champ? I'm going to say, dude, that freaking little build that they did heading into SummerSlam with Gunther. I mean, they kept it hot. They turned in something that was just, oh, wow, he won King of the Ring and he gets a title shot and this is a match that's happening. They turned it into something that I think it became a story that people actually cared about in a short amount of time.
Yep, I agree. We also had Sheamus defeating Ludwig Kaiser. It's great to see Ludwig Kaiser back in the ring because he had been sidelined with the rib injury for a while. And he and Sheamus went out there and had a slapper, humper, banger. I had tweeted this. Sheamus is now 3 years older than Hulk Hogan and Roddy Piper were when they had their stinker of a match at Starrcade 96. And I'm like, I wouldn't say just as good as he's ever been, but he ain't far off. Like I enjoy him more in the ring now than I did 10 years ago. I enjoy him more now in the ring than I did in 2015, 2016. He's so good. This is a guy that a lot of people were calling washed the week that he came back because he wore some unflattering trunks. Like, who gives a damn? He is out there whooping ass and having slappers, humpers, bangers with Ludwig Kaiser.
Okay, first of all, it's not Ludwig Kaiser. It's the human Ken doll. Isn't that what he called him? Sean, the human Ken doll? Or something Ken doll. That's what Sheamus called him backstage. Something Ken doll. Whatever. I thought it was hilarious that he called him whatever, human Ken doll or Ken doll, whatever. That shit was funny. The match itself, I mean, it really was what you would expect from a Sheamus Ludwig Kaiser match here with him, you know, getting him with the chops on the chest and all of that, what they did there, the flying clothesline. I mean, there was a lot of good moments in here that I thought just hit. It just worked here with Sheamus and with Ludwig. And I have been on the side of, I really do think that Ludwig Kaiser is going to be one of the top guys in WWE. And if he keeps going, eventually he's going to have a feud with Gunther. When that moment comes, when we get this like really big blow off there with him and Gunther, I think that's going to be like the most, that's going to be like the moment where things really start to take off for him, but I can see it happening for him. And if he keeps having matches like this, like what he's doing with Sheamus, hopefully we see him work with Ilya. Hopefully we see him work with Bronson Reed and some of these other like hard hitting guys, because I think those are the type of matches that will get him over, working with guys like Drew McIntyre. I mean, there's so many different people and matches and stories that they can do here. I think that Ludwig Kaiser is really on the precipice of getting there, of becoming a talent that people really like on the show.
Punks or Punk says, I love Cleveland, but I still agree that it's ass. Indeed.
I still don't hate Cleveland more. I still hate New Orleans more than I hate Cleveland. Believe it or not, I'm not a fan of New Orleans.
I've never been.
I didn't like that when you come out of wrestling shows at night, there are like no restaurants open.
Yeah.
And that was a little frustrating for me, unless you go to that one street, Bourbon Street, but then everybody's drunk and it smells like puke.
Jonathan Corona says, my birthday is Thursday. My bad. August 8th. Well, okay. Okay. Happy birthday. Either way, happy birthday. We're glad to have you here, my friend. I don't know if I read that one. Longtime viewer, first time chatter.
You much did.
Oh, yeah, I did. I did read that one.
Sean, CTG is creeping up on you.
No, Luis had to restart his computer. We're good.
Okay.
Andrew says, would Jason Jordan ever factor into storylines again? Well, a lot of it depends. I'll never say never in wrestling because we have seen people come back from like all kinds of stuff. And Jason Jordan, I don't know the extent of his injury, but the guy's 35 years old. We have seen people come back at, you know, more advanced ages and from injuries quite similar to what we know his to be, right? But I think, and it's such a bummer because like 7 years ago, he was really just getting cooking. Like, I think that he had a lot of people in the palm of his hand there. And unfortunately, it didn't end up working. And he got injured. Lyra Valkyria and Shayna Baszler goes to a DQ very, very quickly. And then damage control brawl with Sonya, Zoe, and Shayna. This leads to an attack backstage on Dakota Kai that takes her out of the match later on. And then we ended up, there wasn't a lot to talk about with Lyra and Shayna. That was just that, and then they moved on. But then, insert clever Tegan Nox pun says, was the Dakota beat down to cover for an injury? I don't know about that because she was involved in the attack later on. Then Io ends up defeating Sonya Deville. Now, unfortunately, this was placed on a part of the show that wasn't getting much of a reaction. And my big question about this is, why are we supposed to sympathize with damage control in any situation right now after what we saw them do for years and then with Bayley? Is it just because they're going after like bad guys? Did I miss a story beat here?
They were frustrated for a while, but there was never an official moment where it's like, oh, these are the good guys now, and you got to start cheering them. I guess
I respect them.
The heels made them automatically, or maybe they're just bad too.
I mean, I respect them as performers and enjoy watching them. And I mean, I am, you know, if anything, I love a good heel versus heel thing, and I don't necessarily need the beaten over the head with babyface, but like I don't know if that's the angle in which they're going there. I don't want to be the, who's the baby face guy? It's very clear. Damage Control are supposed to be the baby faces. I would just like a bit of a storytelling element to explain a little bit more besides something has to change. Something has to change. Maybe Io and Dakota say, yeah, our attitudes need to change because they were really bad for a long time and it bit us in the ass. Io ends up beating Sonya. It's great to see Sonya back in the ring consistently as well.
What happened to Kaden and Katana? I forgot.
I don't have an answer for that.
They're not taken out, right? Like they weren't taken out last week that I forgot about. They weren't, right?
So lots happened since last week.
By all accounts, they should be on today's show, right? Okay. Right. I didn't remember them taken out or getting eliminated or anything weird like that. So my question during this was, where is Kaden and Katana? Aren't they friends of Lyra? Aren't they all like a group?
I think it's a good question.
That was all I was thinking about during this. Literally. And then I thought I just forgot something. So unless I did forget something, I was just wondering where they were.
Fair. There wasn't a lot to this. I mean, the story keeps going. I mean, they're leaning into the trios elements of this. You've got Lyra, Kaden, and Katana. You have Damage Control. You have Zoe, Shayna, and Sonya. The story's not quite hitting for me right now. I hope that it can. I like the performers that are involved in this, but so far the story isn't quite hitting. I'll tell you what hits. Our friends at Nord. There's no sponsor that I use more while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. Man, this is like the Swiss Army knife, the multi-tool of applications. It does a little bit of everything. You always get a great deal at NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can listen to your favorites abroad. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, and it works on all your devices and operating systems. It doesn't end there. Change your virtual location and then get pay-per-views at a much more affordable price, TV services at a much more affordable price. You got a password manager, a file encryption tool, threat protections, and on top of that, 24/7 tech support. So if for some reason you don't know exactly how it works, NordVPN.com/Fightful will help you learn how to do it. Check it out, NordVPN.com/Fightful. NordVPN, it's so versatile. I mean, it is the app I use most while I'm awake. NordVPN are great partners who have been with us for so long and do such great stuff. It's NFL season. I'm going to my first preseason game of the year this weekend. Denise has mentioned in the past how her husband even uses it to check out games that avoids that Sunday ticket, my friends, which ain't getting any cheaper anytime soon. Check out NordVPN.
Everyone was impressed by him at his job. They were like, what is this? And he was showing everybody how to use NordVPN.
It's so good. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Bunsen says, Sean, what's the word on Ricochet? Is he still headed to AEW? He is still headed to AEW. By the way, guys, if these super chats, humper chats aren't enough for you, FightfulSelect.com. I'm in the Q&A thread every single day.
Was that you or was that me? I heard a beep. What?
Oh, that was me turning on my air over here.
Oh, okay.
A Town Down Under are on the show because they got choke slammed and beat up by Jelly Roll and Awesome Truth. R-Truth posted a picture with Jelly Roll and said, "It was so great to meet Post Malone." Phenomenal.
That's actually pretty good.
Phenomenal. This existed. This match happened.
Zero, bro. Zero interest in this. I'm so sorry. I like all players involved, but this was just not. Why were they there? Why did they have the match against R-Truth and The Miz? Why are R-Truth and The Miz still a tag team? No offense, but just zero for me on this one.
Yeah, I didn't give a damn about this. And again, I want a solid explanation of why, just because they got their asses whipped on Saturday, they're over here. All right. Well, I mean, I would say Nick Aldis is at least happy because the SmackDown team won. We had the final testament cutting a promo, and then New Day defeated AOP. Man, AOP, I believe at one point could have been a very, very dominant team, and they did crush a New Day a couple months ago. So New Day getting the win back, I don't think is an issue or anything like that, but some solid action here. But the big story of this, Denise, is that afterwards, Odyssey Jones is finally here, a guy who got drafted last year and then didn't ever appear. And then a guy that got drafted this year and hadn't appeared. At one point, he was planned or discussed for the Bobby Lashley Street Profits stable, which didn't end up happening. Fightful Selected reported that. But now he shows up and he cleans house. Very impressive, Denise. He did a side slam to both members of AOP. I did not know this man was capable of that. That was very impressive.
He made them look like a bag of groceries. He was like, "I'm bringing them up." Yeah. Whoop. This was okay. So first of all, I'm so stoked about Odyssey Jones, joining. I guess he's an official member of the New Day now. I don't know. Is it official? Not official.
I don't know if it's official yet. We'll talk about. We'll get into the hesitation that we're seeing there.
Okay, well, it seems like it's official, or at least I'm going to assume it's going to become official, but I could not be happier for Odyssey Jones, because here's the thing, like, he was on NXT, he came out, he was part of that breakout tournament, he did his thing, and he instantly got over with the NXT audience because he had a presence. That's like the number one thing that I feel that Odyssey Jones is, that he has, is presence. Like, he doesn't just go out there and do the moves. He goes out there and gives them, he looks alive. He looks alert. He brings intensity. He's hyped. He's got the energy that people like, especially when you are, you know, a big guy, when you're a big meaty guy, you could either be like big and scary, or you can be like big and fun and oh my God. And I think that is the kind of vibe that Odyssey Jones has had from the very beginning. I still remember the second that they were introducing the breakout tournament guys. Everybody was like looking all serious where they do that little shot on the stage. And then they go to Odyssey Jones and he's like, yeah, and he's smiling. And I'm going, okay, who's that? I want to know more about him. And he gets in the ring and he just accelerated everything he was doing. And I kind of felt like we didn't get to see as much of him on NXT. I felt like his NXT time ended rather quickly. And so I thought, okay, well, they're taking him to the main roster. I can't wait to see what he's going to do there, because clearly they see what people saw in him on NXT, right? Then we didn't see him for the longest time. And as much as like I like Odyssey Jones, I completely forgot he was there until today. And I'm going, oh man, what a perfect place to put Odyssey Jones with these guys. And it sort of, I think, livens up. It's hard to say because the New Day is obviously a very lively group, but I feel like it gives it an extra, a new breath of fresh air to the group that I think kind of needed it for right now. They kind of needed it. But it's also kind of sad, though, because everyone's thinking about Big E. And so it is sad, because if they do replace them, or not that they're replacing him, but adding him, but it's still going to feel like he's being replaced. So I know why some people might be like a little bit bummed out by that. It's bittersweet.
Denise, this is me when I won't take two trips to the car to bring in my groceries.
Right. Yeah, seriously.
So what we see here is Xavier, like, a little bit hesitant He's like, what's going on here? And I mean, the reasons are understandable. Why should he trust this guy? And also the very glaring, obvious comparisons to Big E. He's a gigantic, strong dude that is hanging out with New Day. And it's almost like Xavier is like our best friend, though. Are we replacing him? Because they've been adamant about not splitting up and you're not really adding to New Day. It is who it is. And we did see Big E endorse Odyssey on Twitter. But backstage, Kofi Kingston said, yeah, I linked up with him when I was at the PC rehabbing and told him that we needed some help. And Xavier is just like, all right, all right. And then they're still being called Alpha Academy, show up and dance with them. I'm like, okay, well, I hope that's not just the end of Xavier being like, okay, what's going on here? Because I like that approach, because Karrion Kross, the whole point of this feud has been Karrion Kross being a shit stirrer and placing this doubt within Xavier Woods' head that Kofi Kingston has his best interests at mind. That's what Karrion Kross is doing, more than trying to win matches, more than trying to pick up victories or even hurt anybody. He is trying to break up New Day. And at least on the surface, he's trying to tell Xavier Woods that he does not need Kofi Kingston. And I think Kofi Kingston, maybe subliminally, is saying, maybe I don't need you, Xavier. Or he's saying, we need somebody else because we're not enough. And I think Karrion will probably exploit that for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really got nothing else to add about the a final testament anymore. I feel like until they give me something brand spanking new,
sure,
then I'll give them brand spanking new feedback thoughts.
Get your super chats in. Get your humper chats in, my friend. We got a lot of the top stuff to talk about still. Backstage, we have Sammy meeting with Ilya Dragunov and then Jey Uso. Ilya's really cheering him up. This is after Braun Breaker had spoken, and we're seeing a little bit of a different side of Braun Breaker. And he talks about how people have said that they talk about how many days they've held the title and all that. And he said that he's going to be the most dominant champion. Sammy gets a rematch next week. And then Jey Uso said, oh, by the way, I've been talking to Adam Pearce too. And me and you are in line for a tag team title shot because we beat New Day, as they should be, Denise. They absolutely should be getting a tag title shot.
Hey, did you talk to Braun Breaker this time at the media day?
I didn't. His line was long.
Oh, I did.
He looked a lot more comfortable. How was it?
It was definitely better than the first interview that I did with Braun. I didn't post the first one that I did with Braun because I knew people were going to be like weird about it. So
they were definitely weird about mine. Like, he... Oh,
yeah. So there's still people in the comments. So I thought, here's my thought process during this. I thought, okay, I know Braun Breaker is more of a calm persona, believe it or not, like his real self, he's a little bit more calm and reserved. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to try something different with him. So I go to Braun and I'm like, hey, like off air, I'm like, do you want to play a game with me? Like, let's just do a game. And he's like, yeah, keep in mind they're timing us. So we got like 2 minutes. So he's like, yeah, let's do it. Cool. So we do the game, whatever. And, but everybody in the comments is like, he looks uncomfortable. He looks uncomfortable. And I'm like, guys, I swear to God, like
just how he looks,
like that's just how he does interviews. But it made me go, damn, I almost don't want to, like, you know, sure, I don't want to put it out there because then I feel like everyone's going to blame me.
You know? For those that don't know, like I had a not, I mean, it wasn't a good interview. I mean, he's a good person. Like I like talking to him. I've interviewed him twice. He's a man of few words in many senses. And he comes from college football where, you know, they kept a lot of things in-house. And he's very friendly. I always had positive interactions with him. And he's like, yeah, excited to do this. And then, you know, it's just he's a man of few words. And people take that as him, like, not liking the interviewer or being uncomfortable. It's just like media is not meant for, like, everybody type of thing. But so he's getting more comfortable at it.
Yeah, I think so too. And I thought it was good that they put him out there because, I mean, he did at least like 20 interviews. So, you know, at some point you're going to just, it's just, you know, I guess more getting comfortable and whatnot. But yeah, it's a thing though. It's a thing. But I just want people to know.
Mr. Acosta says, Braun already being at this level in 3 years is nuts. Yeah, it is. CC Bonbon says, which of you does a better Pee Wee Herman impersonation? I don't know, and you're not going to know either for $1.99, my friend.
Like famous sayings.
I can't remember.
I like when he does this face. He does this face.
My God.
Pee Wee's so funny. I watch Pee Wee's Big Adventure all the time. But I can't do a Pee Wee impersonation.
We got CM Punk cutting a promo, and he wants to fight. He also shouted out Bilal Muhammad, who won the UFC welterweight title recently. Very happy to see that myself. But he wants to fight Drew McIntyre, but instead he gets Seth Rollins. And Seth Rollins confronts him, and they get face-to-face. And Seth Rollins says that, you know what? This started a long time ago between them, and he's going to handle it as well. But then Drew McIntyre pops up in the crowd and trolls CM Punk, baits CM Punk into following him. And it's pretty wild that the person in this segment that everybody is talking about is not CM Punk. It is not Drew McIntyre. It is not Seth Rollins. It is Bronson Reed, who had approached Adam Pearce. And I got to be honest, when I saw him attacking Seth, I'm like, well, I wish they'd stay consistent with him and heat him up. Well, what they did was in one night do one of the best one night heat ups I have ever seen of a professional wrestler. This crowd was white hot for this man who did six tsunamis to Seth Rollins. 100% I would have shit my pants on one of those. I would have stood no chance.
You would have shit your pants just watching him come to you. You'd be like, oh shit. You'd shit your pants before he'd even land.
I mean, listen, that's a lot of them to take. That was phenomenal. This was wonderfully executed with all the officials and everything. Denise, I just thought this was one of the best segments on WWE TV in repairing a performer that I have ever seen.
All right, so I'm so glad that you mentioned the part about him sort of stealing the spotlight from all these three guys, because I'm like, yeah, cool. Punk, Seth, Drew, they did some good stuff, but let's be real. Nothing was new in this segment that we haven't heard already, okay? At some point, I hate to say it, someone needs just to get some scissors, cut the damn friendship bracelet, and there. Because the fact that CM Punk has not been able to get his damn bracelet back already is starting to frustrate me, okay? I get the symbolism of it all. I get it. But I'm tired of hearing about the bracelet now at this point. So for me, I felt like, yes, the highlight in all of this was Big Bronson Reed. And I was dying, Sean, dying, because the way that he came in, he just like, I don't know, what do you call it? He just like bumped him with his stomach. I don't really know. He just went in there and just whoop. I can't even explain it. He just put his entire weight on Seth Rollins. And that was the start of this attack. And I have been, I feel now, for months on this show, talking about what and who Bronson Reed can be on Raw. I thought that it would happen with the Sheamus feud. I thought that it would happen, God, months ago when we were involved with that whole three-way dance. Who was it? Was him, Shinsuke? Was it Ricochet? Was Ricochet the third guy? When he was doing that whole weird storyline that they had going, I don't remember. But there were so
Bronson, Nakamura, and Ricochet.
Thank you. There were so many different moments where I thought, oh, this is going to be the moment for Bronson. This is going to be the moment for Bronson. And it wasn't. It was always someone else's moment. It always led to something else. And I kept thinking like, man, they have something special in Bronson Reed. They have a different kind of a guy than so many others. So many other people are the same. They don't have many Bronson Reeds. And so I feel like today, tonight, was the moment that I had been waiting for Bronson Reed. It was the first time where they sent him out there, made the focus him, made him the center of attention, and on top of that, made him look like a monster. A monster. Like, who does that? I mean, Seth Rollins, I'm surprised he's not a pancake right now, because that was freaking cool. The attack was cool, and it just made Bronson Reed look really legit. So that's all I have to say.
This was phenomenal. The crowd was so hot for this. And Bronson Reed has long been a guy that we know that in the ring and from a physical standpoint can do it. I would love to see some adjustment on the promo end. And like, because I think the methodical way that they have him talk doesn't necessarily.
He shouldn't even be cutting promos. Just have him go out there and be this freaking man who's pissed off and kicking ass.
Wouldn't mind if he said no more talk. I'm just going to whip ass. But he executed this so well. His body language is on another level. Hidden Network says, Bronson set the tone tonight. Good God, what a show. And Bunsen says, here's the deal. I'm down with Bronson hitting five tsunamis on random talent every Monday. This segment was awesome. Yes, just him knocking a guy down, tsunami. I mean, listen, if one pins somebody, it really highlights the damage that he does to Seth Rollins, who was coughing up blood and all that. I don't know if he was written off for any period of time or anything like that. We're going to find out. But it was just amazing. And go ahead. Sorry.
God, I have a question. When's the next time Raw is going to be in Kentucky?
Gosh, I don't know.
Okay. The next time they go to Kentucky, if they're still doing this, I need you to sign up as enhancement talent and hope to God. I don't know. I will beg. I will get on my knees and beg Triple H to put you in a spot where you have to take it.
I can't do that because Vince Russo claims that I am not in good enough shape to be a pro wrestler, Denise. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
But you could lay there.
I can't disgrace
there, little starfish.
I can't disgrace pro wrestling. I wouldn't want to do that. I can't do it anymore, Denise.
Sean, bet on my knees and beg to see you take
a freaking tsunami. And Simon says, Bronson Reed went from a guy who just couldn't get over outside of the tsunami to literally turning into a top heel in one segment. It's so good when my mom, who doesn't watch wrestling, stops to watch. It was a segment that went from like, oh, all right, well, they got something for him to do, to, oh my God, this is insane.
Hey, women unreal. Love men. So like, call your mothers, guys. Have them turn on the channel when Bronson Reed's out there.
Tell your moms about Bronson Reed. Tell them. In sentences, Bronson has to win this feud and decisively. Yes.
Bronson Reed is for, you know how they have those groups like moms for this, dads for that? Moms for Bronson Reed.
That's what we need to see. That's what we need to see. Jonathan Corona says, I'm going to need NordVPN when I go to Japan for the first week of October to see WWE Bad Blood. And so he can watch Bad Blood. And he says, Denise, how are you enjoying the heat in SoCal?
I have AC, bro. I turned that thing up because you go outside. It's been so hot. Sean, I go outside just to go like run some errands and I come back with a headache. I got to lay down for like an hour. It's that kind of heat that just exhausts you. So I don't go outside.
Well, in addition to NordVPN, we've got our great partners over at Bet Online. All their odds were right on the money. They had LA Knight as a sizable favorite for SummerSlam. Nia Jax as a slight favorite. Liv Morgan, Drew McIntyre, Braun Breaker, Gunther, Cody Rhodes. So if you're making predictions elsewhere, why don't you go use BetOnline.ag as a nice little guide, because they were on fire. We didn't have any underdog locks on this show because we thought that their odds were pretty good all in all. BetOnline.ag doesn't just have pro wrestling. They got MLB, UFC, WBA, NFL, the Olympics, PGA, NCAA, a bunch of great games. You can compare their competitors right on their site, and they're trusted by millions. Don't use some new fly-by-night. Use Bet Online. They have the highest credit card acceptance and payouts in minutes in a safe and secure environment. That is where we have gotten our odds from ever since we've started to run them. Nobody matches Bet Online. They also had some really, really great prop bets, too, on Roman Reigns coming back and Dominic making his turn, tables being broken, things like that. They really have been expanding these odds for wrestling. So head over to Bet Online. You can bet on some pro wrestling. Morrissey was 7-for-7. So were they, my friends.
So was I. I was very proud of that.
Jonathan Coronis
won, though.
I don't think I was. I think I took a flyer on Bayley because I was like, maybe they'll
you
say
did.
This.
And I told you weeks ago. I said, don't, Sean. Yeah.
I just thought, surely they'll make this title reign better. No, they didn't. Jonathan Corona says, in Fontana was 112 today. Damn.
You know, they call Fontana Fontucky because apparently it reminds people of Kentucky.
I'd like to visit them. So it's
called Fontucky. Fontucky.
Easy Breezy says, you know, it was a good segment when the crowd booed when they rolled Rollins out after six tsunamis. They didn't want him to stop.
Dude, I was about to say that. I was like, they sing his freaking song, yet they want him to get murdered out there. Poor guy.
Yeah, it was bad. They wanted that man to just get squished. Mr. Acosta says, Seth came out like Hangman Adam Page and left like Jimmy Wang Yang. Legit said, oh, shit.
I was going to tweet that he looks like Hangman Page, but I didn't want people to like get weird about it in the comments. So I'm glad you brought it up.
It'd be a great match. It really would be. Will Chisholm says, better that Braun is like that at promos than Uncle Scott when he was jacked up in promos when he was in TNA. Yeah, definitely. I mean, Scott had a unique charisma as well, though. Like when he came back and had the visual changes, he was over. Mike says, what's your prediction on what's next for Lashley? Just as a fan, what do you think? I think the man still has 4 to 5 years in the tank. He's a beast. I think he should team with Shelton Benjamin wherever he goes, or MVP, and they can kind of continue that. I love the idea of Shelton Benjamin and Bobby Lashley as an angry old man tag team that just brutally beat the... Oh, yeah. The grumpy old men that just beat the living shit out of people, Denise.
The GOM, G-O-M, grumpy old men.
I think they're going to try to get Hurt Business. I don't think they will, but they'll get something similar, I think.
Honestly, hey, dads for grumpy old men. I think they would actually relate to a lot of viewers.
We got Rafael Garcia, our good friend, saying the first hour, 55 minutes of Raw was commercial free, but there was one match. Judgment Day looked weak. Fun Raw, but what are we doing? Cinema, my friends. Cinema. I didn't even realize the first hour was commercial free besides them mentioning it.
Yeah, I saw that right before and I thought, oh shit, I gotta start watching Raw. And I started watching Raw today an hour and 10 minutes late. And thankfully I got caught up with 30 minutes left on the show. I was scared, Sean. I was like, oh my God, I'm not gonna get to finish watching Raw once I saw it was commercial free, but they put videos and stuff so I could, you know, skip through that.
CC Bonbon says Seth needs to return as the Architect Kingslayer. I don't think we will see Seth go back to what he has done in the past outside of it being like maybe a one-off. How do you feel about that, Denise?
I feel like Seth is loving his Lady Gaga era, and I feel like he wants to stay in his Lady Gaga era.
And it continues to work really well. Like, it's still very, very over. We got the Damian Priest promo. This guy is super over as a babyface already, and they did a wonderful job of preparing it. After he won the title, he capitalized, first off, on a heel, Drew McIntyre, in taking it away. Then he fought like a champion, he competed like a champion, and he defended his title like a champion. He didn't want help. He wanted to go out there and prove that he was on that level. He was doing a lot of stuff on his own. So I think that they did a really, really good job of prefacing this, Denise. How did you feel about Damian Priest making the babyface turn before we talk about what went down in the promo in the match?
I think it felt inevitable. I think at this point we had seen the writing on the walls now for weeks that this was going to be the direction for Damian Priest. And now that we're here, it feels like the right move. And I prefer it better to what he had been doing at, you know, I feel like this, I don't know. It feels just more natural to have him as a baby face. I liked him as a heel, but it feels natural to have him as a baby face.
Somebody asked, a Vinci update, is he getting a superhero gimmick? I don't know anything about that. What would you say, what would you think that Giovanni Vinci would do?
Don't ask me this question, because I've had it. Okay, so do not laugh, all right? For the longest, we're talking about Giovanni Vinci? Oh, mm-hmm. Never mind, sorry, I got confused. I was about to start talking about Ludwig Kaiser and who he reminded me of, so never mind, I don't got to say.
I don't think he's getting a
superhero gimmick. I told you who I thought he reminded me of?
I feel like you did, but refresh my memory.
Okay. Have you ever seen Megamind?
Yeah. Yeah. Certainly. Okay. I know exactly who you mean.
I feel like if Ludwig Kaiser would be the human form of Megamind. Not because of the head, but it's the facial, the little features from his face. He looks like he would be human version of Megamind. I can't. I've been seeing it for months, guys. I'm sorry.
Well, during the Damian Priest promo, Finn Balor shows up on screen and he says that he's not going to face Damian tonight. Somebody who earned it would, and that's JD. And says he's not alone in that. He's going to stab Damian Priest in the back whenever he can. And then he pans out in the new Judgment Day, which it's so funny. People said, barely any changes. Yeah, besides the two people who like helped lead the group and Liv Morgan joining and Carlito officially being a member, apparently. Sure. But it's Carlito, Finn Balor, JD McDonagh, Damian Priest, and Liv Morgan. And then we get... First off, I love all the big head slander for JD. We were
He got a lot today. He got more than ever.
We were so ahead of the curve. Specifically me.
You were ahead of the curve on this.
I was ahead of the curve. I was way ahead of the curve. Seahawk was way ahead of the curve. Seahawk is the first person that I ever saw get on social media and post his head. Yeah, which is conspicuously absent from our overlays now. And I'm not happy about it.
I swear it wasn't me. Or was it?
I'm not happy about this.
Hack the Fightful servers and deleted all of them.
I'm pretty upset by this. Let's see. Let's change our thing. Nope, not there. Somebody's getting fired for this.
Who are we firing? Who's the fall guy? Who's the fall guy in Fightful? Is it Jeremy Lambert?
Jeremy would never do that.
So use him as the fall guy.
Jeremy Lambert would never dream of doing that. The investigation is on. Who deleted my big head Finn JD McDonagh pictures from our stream yard?
We have an ongoing investigation. Come on, Fightful Select has to get
Denise,
on. Use
your
skills.
Denise, you're a part of our invoice chat on Twitter. And yeah. I don't like people to comment or react. I am posting in the invoice. So anybody who gets paid by Fightful is going to see it. I'm launching an internal investigation and a public internal investigation. I will be popping onto everybody's shows. What if it was Jimmy?
Yeah.
Jimmy doesn't even use our stream yard, so it's not Jimmy. He doesn't have access to it.
You know who it was? Oh, I know who it was. It was Reg, because he's freaking jealous because he has a big giant forehead and super jealous of JD McDonagh's head getting all the attention.
You better believe I'm gonna pop onto the post NXT show and ask Alex and Kate. I'm gonna hop over onto Sour Graps right after this. I don't know if I'll go on Beyond the Bell because they use a different software. In the Weeds, I'm gonna swing by there. Indeed, I don't think Mike would have done it, so I'm gonna wait till Graps. I don't want to interrupt Grapsity, but I might have to.
I'm just saying, who was on the SummerSlam post show?
I know. And meanwhile, somebody said didn't Grapsity use it last. And the Golf Swag Co. images were on our Raw thing. But I feel, I think Grapsity used their own, though. Like, look, if we're over here, look, this is what they use. So I don't believe it was them.
Who uses ours?
In the Weeds. I will be swinging by In the Weeds this week. And maybe even the spotlight. It's not Denise, guys. Denise.
I don't even have access.
She doesn't have StreamYard. Here's the funny thing. If I wanted a tweet to go out on Denise's account, I could do that.
Yeah.
Through our StreamYard. I've never done it though.
I don't give a damn. But, okay. I already hacked your Twitter account like years ago. And you were salty about that for like years. I got a whole ass dad pep talk.
Here's a fun story. By the way, Damian Priest defeated JD McDonagh, and I loved the sell.
Why did he open his legs and everything?
No, not that. Not that. Okay. No, absolutely not. When JD flipped out of a choke slam and hit a headbutt, and Pat McAfee acted like Damian Priest got blasted with a shotgun. He said, there's no way he's kicking out of that. I loved it. Good match. Ended with a DQ, which is like, come on. He could have taken a pin from Damian Priest. But we get the attack on Priest. Priest fights back. Crowd is hot. Rhea Ripley's there. She beats the shit out of Liv Morgan. Then headbutts JD, and JD takes one of the greatest choke slams in the history of wrestling ever. It was so good. JD got all the way up, spun around a little bit for South of Heaven, went split-legged and
my bad. He went freaking.
Yeah, that's what happened, Denise. Good job.
Yeah, thanks.
What'd you think of Rhea and this great sell here?
All right. First of all, I agree with you on the choke slam. Glad people noticed it. That was great. Rhea Ripley just running Liv Morgan's head. Oh my God. Into the post. Dude, that was good. That was nice. I was so happy the second Rhea Ripley got her hands on Liv Morgan. And I love seeing Liv Morgan and Dominic rub it in to Rhea Ripley. Like every time they caress, every time they kiss, every time they're just together, I feel angry on behalf of Rhea Ripley. I can feel her anger. And so that I like it. I like it. I like to feel Rhea's anger in this.
Carlito is back there just like watching it. He's like, okay.
What's up with Carlito? So Carlito's a bad guy now, but
he's in there.
He really just...
meh.
He seems like he doesn't do well with peer pressure. I feel like all the guys from Judgment Day were basically like, you're going to do this, and now you have to do this with us. And Carlito kind of just got dragged into all of this.
Yeah. Apex Caliber says, if you think about it, Dom and Liv are the face, and Rhea is the heel. In 2022, she turned on Liv, manipulated and abused her for Dom, plus pre-screwed Finn first. For sure. And I think that a lot of great heels, are rooted in having something worth complaining about. I got to say, Dominic Mysterio is somebody that a lot of, especially new wrestlers, could model themselves out after. He's not a guy that you're not often going to see people getting an opportunity like him. He didn't have to go through the PC or the Indies or train an extended amount of time. And he got criticized a lot, and rightfully so, because he wasn't good at promos, in the ring, presence, character. But I'll tell you what, bro, you didn't
rebury the guy.
He wasn't good at those things, Denise.
I know. I spoke about that. I know.
But you didn't see him bitching on Twitter. You didn't see him like complaining in interviews or media or anything like that. You didn't even see him after the fact going, nobody believed in me, even though, quite frankly, not a lot of people did. He just got better. He got better at everything. He became a better performer, in-ring character, promo. He's over with the crowd. He did everything to maximize his use to the point to where he is an indispensable person on this roster. Like, you want him there now, and he has worked his ass off. He's really worked his ass off, and I think that's so admirable that he's done that and also been a complete pro about it as well.
I think it went from like, here's Dominic getting the spot again. Why? To all of a sudden, oh, Dom's out. Let's see what craziness happens now with Dominic Mysterio. So now I think people do look forward, at least because of the story. The story has really helped Dominic a whole lot. The whole partnership with Rhea, the whole thing, it's worked for him.
Ryan says, Sean, have you asked WWE for their thoughts about MVP's comments about Triple H? He threw more shade over the weekend where he replied to a fan and called Triple H a liar and a coward. I have, and I've never gotten a response back. I've asked 4 or 5 different times. I promise, if there's something that you ever think, Sean, have you asked? I almost certainly have. Like, I mean, listen, I'm blowing them up, man. I'm asking them all kinds of stuff. I'm asking them about the lawsuit every week, asking them about Rob Feinstein, all that stuff. And for those that wondered about that, I want to make sure, because of the nature of why people are concerned about Rob Feinstein, why it was that people were concerned. And I didn't just want to put that behind the paywall. Rob Feinstein was the founder of ROH, and he was disgraced and effectively forced to sell because nobody would do business with him for that brief period, because he got caught trying to meet up with a teenage boy by Perverted Justice on NBC. And for some reason, money, people still do business with him. They still book autograph signings through him. And it sucks. Like, listen, I understand why some people are like, okay, allegations, but no proof of some people. This man was caught in the act. And there he was with his face right in between the announcers on WWE Raw. And people said, how the hell did he get that? Well, I'll tell you how. His friend got comped and then gave Rob a ticket. WWE never comped Rob Feinstein. They did. They would not. Somebody says he was caught in 4K. Well, it was 2005. He was caught in 480p. But he was caught. And they would have never comped him a ticket. He was not allowed backstage. He creeped in the hotel. And listen, if you do business with him, ill-advised. We don't cover his interviews. We don't purchase any of his stuff, anything like that. There's some people that I really like, unfortunately, that do business with him. And listen, there are people that I have disagreed with being interviewed in general, and I'm sure there's a couple that I have too. You ain't going to find me ever interviewing a convicted pedophile. You're not going to find me supporting Rob. And there were a lot of people that were like, oh, well, how was he getting pictures? Well, he was creeping in a hotel lobby per usual doing that. Listen, there are plenty of things to criticize WWE for and definitely to express concern for. And I definitely understand that. But this is one where they were like, damn, wish we would have known. And they found out why they had a lot of people in WWE raising issues about this as well. So I wanted to mention that on the air as well, not just behind the paywall. But
what pictures was he posting? Was it with talent?
With talent, yeah. Many so of which didn't know.
They probably many, didn't know, huh?
But there were some that had done interviews with him in the past as well that were posing for pictures with him. And I'm pretty sure by now they would have had to have known. But LBS says, it was great meeting you at Comic-Con.
Hell yeah. Comic-Con was fun, man. I want to go back. It was a good experience.
That was very cool. That's on my bucket list. I want to do that.
It's fun. I would recommend it to anybody who's interested.
Luis was able to recover the bobblehead memes. Thank you, Luis, our great moderator.
Is the investigation still ongoing, though?
Oh, yes. Yes, Denise. Listen, just because somebody gets their car stolen and gets it back doesn't mean that the investigation is over. There is going to be a full investigation into this.
I mean, Sean, have you ever gotten your car stolen? I can tell you don't.
No, my friend did. My friend did, though.
My grandma's car got stolen 7 times in our neighborhood. And let me tell you, not once did we ever find out who did it. Basically, the process is you come out, your car is gone, you panic, you call the cops come out, they file a report, you wait for them to find your car, they find your car, and then your ass has to pay hundreds of dollars to get it out of the tow. And so basically you're screwed in multiple ways. It's so messed up. But yeah, I'm fully, and no, never once did we ever find out who stole the car. Why? Because they protect the criminals. Yeah.
Somebody says, don't tell me you're getting a third party inspection, Sean, or an investigation. No, it's going to be me. It's going to be me. Wyatt 6 video package and then a Joe Gacy vignette. How'd you feel about these to set up the main event tonight?
Oh, I thought it was good stuff, man, just to set it up. They kept it brief, not too like crazy. And I feel like it did just enough to get the excitement levels up of people basically anticipating the, you know, the in-ring debut.
I thought that was very good as well. We got Stephen Harden saying, sending a very generous super chat. Thank you so much. Says, thank you for making this a fun show. Prediction, Cody versus Roman at Survivor Series. Roman is the match won until Rock's music hits. He comes out to rock bottom Roman, setting up the match at Mania. What says you? I could see that happening. I could see that exact scenario playing out. I think it is Rock and Roman, but they have situations where Roman versus Cody, Rock versus Cody, Rock versus Roman versus Cody. All of these are top matches. What do you think, Denise?
I mean, dude, yeah, those are all matches that we're anticipating. I mean, it's going to be Survivor Series War Games. I can't imagine that Roman Reigns wouldn't be involved in the War Games. I think a lot of people have been waiting to see what's going to happen with the the new bloodline and I guess the possible reincarnation of the original bloodline. We'll see how they get there. I mean, we're still, when is Survivor Series? I don't even know what date it is, but we still got some
Thanksgiving
time.
Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, then we got plenty of time to get there for sure. So I think I'm more so like hung up on that idea at the moment.
The Wyatt Six defeated Chad Gable and the Creed brothers. We get the entrance. It is the classic or the most recent Bray Wyatt music. Got me in my feels, Denise. It did.
I think and, it did. A lot of people, yeah.
Matt, I love the entrance. I thought it was really great. Matt Logan says, I believe Dexter looks way better with the long braided hair. Me too. He looked incredible.
Yeah, he looked. He also looks like he looked leaner too.
As if you, I mean, good God, dude was always in incredible shape.
Yeah, he looks in better shape now.
And we got Gacy, Rowan competing in his first WWE match in 4.5 years. Joe Gacy and Dexter Lumis, while Nikki and Uncle Howdy watch outside. Solid match. Good. I like that they had Eric Rowan factoring in heavily. He did his claw slam. Jerry Seinfeld, not that one, says, just happy for everyone involved in the Wyatt stuff. Can't imagine the pressure they must have felt. Talent and booking nailed it. So far, the execution has been pretty solid. They always say, and then the bell rings. The bell rang tonight, and I thought it went well. There's an awful lot of ingredients to help hide things. Faster pace. You weren't putting on like an iron claw for a minute and a half or anything. But how'd you feel?
Right what you said right there. I think what was important in this was the pace, because people were chanting, this is awesome, before the match even started. People were just ready and excited. And I think people really want the Wyatt Six to succeed for multiple reasons, of course. But people really want to get behind this. They want to cheer for it. And so, of course, WWE, like, they really can't afford to drop the ball on this, because you, when you got so many people rooting for it, you want to make it work, of course. And, you know, there was some frustrations, I feel, from fans where they were starting to see, like, okay, hey, when are they going to start wrestling? We want to see some action, right? And we finally got here, and I think they did a really good job with just like the pacing of this match, because it felt like, it felt exciting. It felt like every single move, every single moment that was done, and in particular in the part of Wyatt Six, it had people like paying attention. Like, there weren't any moments where you were like, okay, I'm gonna tune out for a little bit and, you know, get re-excited. I felt like they kept people engaged, and I felt myself engaged through the entire matchup. And I feel like that was possibly the most important part, because Joe Gacy is someone that, you know, he was criticized pretty heavily for a lot of stuff on NXT, a lot of stuff that did not work for him on NXT. But I feel like in this particular setting, everything he did, it worked. It worked with the group. He blended in very nicely. You mentioned Dexter Lumis and the new look. I feel like that has completely transformed the guy. Like, if I didn't know any better, I would have been like, they're different people. I don't even know that they're the same person. And I love that when I look at Dexter Lumis, I don't think of the original Dexter Lumis with the deadpan serial killer, I'm looking in your window face. I don't see that Dexter Lumis now. And that is honestly something that I like. I like that I'm not reminded of the old Dexter Lumis. And then, you know, happy for Rowan. So I think just all of these ingredients, they worked out very nicely together, and they all meshed very well. Everyone fits in pretty good. And I mean, the visual at the end, how we closed out the show. I mean, there was two interesting visuals on the show today. One was earlier when they showed the visual of the new Judgment Day. I thought that one kind of hit pretty hard. And then the visual at the end of seeing the Wyatt Six all together, I thought, I mean, we've seen that visual plenty, but I think this time it hit different because they had actually finally delivered in the ring as a group. So the visual of them closing out the show hit a little bit harder.
I agree with all that. Luis says money for Lucha Lumis. Did not expect it, but a welcome surprise. I thought this episode of Raw was incredible. Denise, that leaves us with one more thing to tend to. Did you delete my JD McDonough pictures?
What? Why would you think it's me?
I'm just asking. That's all I'm saying. I'm just asking.
I don't even have access to your freaking page. How many times did I bother you going, hey, can you log me into the account? What's the passcode, Sean?
I trust you. It's okay. Denise, tell the people where they can find your stuff.
All right. Seriously, guys, youtube.com/Denise Salcedo. I post a lot of content there on a daily basis, nonstop. Please go give some of the videos love, guys. One of my videos got copyrighted, and I'm very, very disappointed in that. So if you guys can go to the page and check out any of my other videos, my interviews and stuff, it would really, really mean a lot to me. And so check that stuff out, youtube.com/Denise Salcedo. Also, lots of videos being posted up over on Instagram. Check out the Instagram, not TikTok, because they screwed me on TikTok too. I got kicked out of the creator rewards program because they thought...
Lame.
Here's the thing, Sean. I don't go out there and shoot my freaking content on a cell phone like so many people do.
I do.
Oh, sorry, Sean. I don't mean to shit on you, but I'm going to have to say...
Follow our TikTok, Fightful, where I'm doing cell phone updates all the time.
Look, I don't record my content on a freaking cell phone, all right? So my content looks good. And so TikTok was like, nah, this bitch stole it from WWE's website. And so I got screwed. They copyrighted all my videos and kicked me out of the Creators Rewards program. So meant I'm like... kind of got screwed out of making any sort of money on TikTok, and I wasn't even making that much, but damn, everything helps. So anyways, go to Instagram and YouTube. That's it. Sorry, I went on a rant.
Jeffrey says, hire Sullivan Bo Brown to investigate. I would love to.
Should.
MG says, I'll give you a link if you want to integrate the boys on BTP tomorrow. I might do that. They don't use our StreamYard though, but.
Who does?
Guys, FightfulSelect.com. Please subscribe to that. It is only $5 a month or $54 a year. It would mean an awful lot to me. You are going to like the stories that emerge. And again, I just want to say this sincerely. Some of you will look at me and say, oh, you're just trying to get our $5. Well, yeah. But if this past week showed you anything, aggregators can't do it like the originals can. I saw so many people saying, Fightful reported that MJF barged into the locker room. The hell we did. And we had to post publicly. No, that's not what we reported. There ain't a one of them I haven't had to correct. Go to Fightful Select. I promise it's worth it. Check out our great partners, Golf Swag Co., NordVPN, Bet Online. Until next time, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.